Last weekend, Jerry and I were having some R&R down in South Texas in my little place down there called Camp Howdy. Anytime, just fall on by. You know, we're always there at Camp Howdy having a good time. Well, last weekend, we were sitting around in the campfire, kind of surprising ourselves and seeking spiritual sport, you know, and
in it.
Out from in between the ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre. He had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. Had on a big old beaver skin hat and a leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire. Sucked up all the flames. Blew out a smoke ring. Spit out a live coal and kind of looked at us. Oh, what are you boys? Hippies?
Howdy.
We're vegetarians. Oh, veggie what? Say, you boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'll teach you about the true spiritual sport. We gonna fly with the free Mexican Air Force. Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent and pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap and slipped in a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals where the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. We were ready for the spiritual sport. And then he whistled. Can you whistle? I'm a little dry tonight. Yeah, that's it. Out from in between the ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a bunch of hombres and sombreros and pajamas. They come running out from in between the ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines, run up to the little old plane, and they pulled the blocks out from behind the wheels. We started rolling down across the bean field. And as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead, and as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, Bo, I called him Bo, does this thing fly? Oh, what are you, boy? Superstitious? Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field. Not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. Plummeting down through the void. I turned to old Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. And he just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end. And the fuse was lit, and he popped the other end in my mouth, boom, and blew on the fuse. Spiritual sport began to take on a new dimension. I turned to mention this dimension to old Beauregard, and he just smiled and handed me a bottle filled with a golden elixir. And I looked in the bottom of the bottle of the golden elixir, and there was a little green worm. And the worm was smiling at me. And the worm said, kiss me, you fool. Chipotle, I did kiss the worm. Then Beauregard looked over at me, his eyes filled with a kind of a confidence and love, you know? And he said,
you can always tell who you are when you like start laughing at this part. Release forms are outside.
So I grabbed hold of the little wheel and I pulled back, and a miracle did occur. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne. Flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind.